This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The commander of Ukrainian ground forces visited besieged Bakhmut to boost morale and talk strategy with units defending the town and surrounding villages in eastern Ukraine. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Military analysts expect that Ukraine's forces will put their maximum effort in coming days into defending Bakhmut, which in recent months has seen some of the bloodiest attritional fighting of Russia's year-old invasion. Russia has made the capture of Bakhmut a priority in its strategy to take control of Ukraine's eastern Donbas industrial region. Russia has made recent progress towards encircling Bakhmut, where only about 5,000 of 70,000 residents remain. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Meanwhile, some U.S. lawmakers are pushing the Biden administration to supply Ukraine with the fighter jets it's asking for, while the CIA chief says that Russia is overly confident. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Not everyone in Congress supports more military aid for Ukraine, but Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan says they need F-16 fighter jets, and the Biden administration should do it now.
They have slow-rolled critical military weapons systems.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. So did White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, defending the stance on the fighter jets.
This phase is about ground combat and being able to have the tools in the hands of the Ukrainians.
CIA Director William Burns says that he thinks Russia is underestimating the U.S. resolve and that its President Vladimir Putin will be facing pressure at home with the cost of the war in dollars and lives. I'm Jackie Quinn.
North Korea says that leader Kim Jong-un presided over a major political conference dedicated